Today's devotion is entitled, Seasons of Life, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. But you, Lord, are the same, and your years have no end. Psalm 102, verse 27. School is out, and summer has begun. The idea of ending one season of life is natural for us. We grow, change, and graduate. We advance, innovate, and retire. Each season is different than the last. The only thing that seems to remain consistent in life is that it is always moving. People and businesses often leverage our uncertainty about the next chapter in life to encourage us to buy their product or be affiliated with their organization. Look no further than AARP, which has encouraged me to be a member since I turned 30. Our faith is no different. What do we do now? When will the next season begin? Will we be ready? We are always asking these questions, and people are playing off our fears. Are you saved? How do you know? Are you sure? Will you be raptured or left behind? Will St. Peter let you through the gates of heaven, or will you be rejected? We hear things like, say this prayer, give this offering, be nice to people, or we're told to live a good life. So many answers and ideas, and so many fear-driven mindsets. It makes sense. The world will end. There is a hell, and people will go to it. The book of Revelation describes some pretty horrific times on earth for believers and unbelievers alike. However, Revelation is not a fear-driven book, and the Christian faith is not a fear-based religion. I would argue it is the only religion that should not use fear. Perfect love drives out fear, 1 John 4:18, and God is love. Revelation is a book of hope, the revelatory unveiling of Jesus. Yes, there will be a final trumpet, and yes, the world is and will always be filled with evil. It needs to be destroyed, and it will be. This isn't fear-mongering, it is truth-saying. As people of faith, we must speak the truth, not to motivate by fear, but to speak the truth in love to drive out fear with the good news of Jesus. No matter what comes our way, whether it's death, pestilence, famine, wars, rumors of wars, economic collapse, or persecution by the sword, God is with us. When the earth finally gives way, God is with us. When the final judgment comes, either in my death or at the return of Jesus, I will be raised to life forever with Christ and all who believe. This isn't fear, it is hope. And the promise of a mighty God that is greater than all things. Think of your biggest fear, your worst nightmare. Now ask God to hold you in his mighty hands and give you peace. Christ is risen. The debt he has paid and the devil has limited dominion. The time we have left on this earth has one purpose, for us to receive and share the good news of Jesus. The world has enough sorrow of its own, and it stands condemned already. We don't need to add to the fear and doom of it all. Jesus is revealed to us. So now go. Reveal him to the world, that all people may have hope and joy.